88.9 WLRY. Joining us right now, she's been called a soccer mom on steroids, the queen of clean, has the most gold and platinum DVDs of any female comedian. We've got Shonda Pierce with us. Welcome.
Oh, it's so good to chat with you. You know, I'm so looking forward to this tour, mainly because I'm a big Jason Crabb fan who's a singer, you know, and I love music.
Oh, yeah.
My mama always wanted me to sing and not talk, but we don't always get what we want.
Well, so how did you get started in comedy?
You know, it was so, I always say I feel like I backed into it. My mentor in comedy was a lady named Minnie Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you how I met her. I auditioned for a theme park in Nashville, Tennessee, when I was a college student, which was a long time ago. And I was such a terrible dancer because I'd grown up in a very conservative holiness church. And even though people did shout and dance in the spirit, but, you know, any other outside of that, you couldn't dance. And so I got in the show, but the only way I could save my job was to impersonate Minnie Pearl, because, you know, that would exclude me from the big dance number, even though I still had to learn a few little moves here and there. But I was there for 6.5 years, and I think when I left, I still didn't know how to dance very good. But I've loved it. I've been doing this almost 20 years, and I've been on the Opry a lot, so I love that because of my gratitude for Miss Minnie. But God's been good to me. I have seen the gift that laughter really is, not just to my family and because I make a living, but I've seen it in the toughest times and how it affects people and how it helps us get through tough things. And I'm living proof of that. And so I hope everybody comes to Lancaster so we can laugh our heads off.
Absolutely. That's coming up again, Lancaster, along with Jason Crabb. It's the Learning to Laugh Again tour. And it's this Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at Fairfield Christian Church. Now, the new DVD, Shonda, is it already out?
Their new one is called Girl Talk, and a lot of the night, anybody that's ever been to a Shonda Pierce concert, we never have any night the same. It's, you know, whatever mood menopause has put me in. So it could be hilarious or real bitter.
But I was going to ask you, how much of that, you know, on stage, it just seems to come off so natural, and you seem to be having as much fun up there as the crowd is. How much of that is planned, and how much of that is improv?
Well, at some point, probably, I plan things. Right before we record something, I try to plan a little bit, but other than that, you know, I'm a middle child. You know, I really am in menopause, and so mood swings are really great for comedy. It is just, I love my job. I love laughing, but, you know, it is, part of it is a very professional, you know, if I do my job right and make it look so easy that anybody could do it, then I've done my job well, you know, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's not easy, especially I tell my comedy friends that work in comedy clubs, I go, you think you're funny. You come make a bunch of Baptist deacons laugh without a 2-drink minimum. You got to be real funny to pull that off.
Now, early on, did you ever get up there and say, gosh, I hope people laugh. I wonder how I'm going to make people laugh. Or did it always just come this naturally?
Well, you know, I started out with some pretty funny stories. I was a preacher's kid, so you can get a lot of good material in church.
Uh-huh.
You know, And so you organize it in a way, and you learn to write, you know, where you save the best line for the last, so that's the punchline, you
right.
know, and you learn to put the material together in some form or fashion that makes it as funny as it can be. And I've been at it long enough and lived life, you know, to the fullest, so I've had a lot of life to talk about.
Right, right.
And, you know, and even in the good and the ugly, there is always something funny that we can refer back to or talk about. I used to laugh and tell people I wasn't trying to be a comedian. I was trying to share my testimony, and everybody kept laughing in my face. You know, and so I'm blessed that I get to do that. But I love the fact that before the night is over, we can talk about the Lord and talk about our faith and
yes.
what's really getting us through. And And I'll be honest, you know, I lost my husband this summer, and in my own strength, I'm not sure I could do this. I'm pretty sure I couldn't.
Yeah.
But the joy of the Lord becomes my strength. And with his joy, you know, and that laughter, that truly becomes a gift. It truly becomes medicine. And I am learning to laugh deeper and harder and be so grateful for it.
Yeah.
Because it is medicine from the Lord.
Amen. Is that the reason for the title of the tour, Learning to Laugh Again? Is that where that came from?
It really is. You know, you sit down and you try to think of what would be some great words to string together to hope somebody will buy a ticket. You know, and laughing, you know, laughing at death in the face, that probably wouldn't go over. but I will say it's just anybody that's ever watched the Shonda video, I've just lived my life right out there in front of people, and I told the Lord, don't let me waste anything. You know, God never wasted anything, never a good story. If there was a sweet and beautiful story about the sunset, you can find it in the Word of God. He didn't waste a bit of his creation,
right.
And nor did he waste pain. And you know, even the Good Samaritan story was a great story to teach us so much, but somebody got beat up.
That's right.
And so God never wasted anything. And I live my life like that. Don't let me waste what you have created in me and what you are allowing me to walk through, so that either I can warn the person behind me, either they can learn what not to do, or we can learn how to laugh together. And either way, the night becomes a pretty pertinent night.
Your source of comedy just seems to be from your life and from the world around you. And one source recently has been Duck Dynasty.
Yes. Lord have mercy. If I told my husband, do not grow your hair out like that, because you don't make, you know, you don't make any money off the sounds that you make. But, yeah, I've gotten to meet those people. They are wonderful, but they do need a trim. As godly and wonderful as they are, if you met them in a dark alley, you turn around and run.
They've really popularized that look. If you look around, a lot of people are kind of letting it grow out now and doing that.
Man, so. And their midlife crisis.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just terrible.
Again, Shonda Pierce is joining us. The show is coming to Lancaster, and you'll want to get tickets. Last couple times she's been through, it has sold out. It's Tuesday, October 14th, 7 p.m. at Fairfield Christian Church. Besides Minnie Pearl, who are some comedians that you were listening to or inspired you when you were growing?
You know, I always loved Bill Cosby was a great storyteller. Mm-hmm. I just loved his style. When I was a kid, I had a lot of his LPs. You know, that's dating me. But I love that. There, of course, Mark Lowry is my best friend, and he was a great inspiration to get started in Christian comedy. And you know, I have found that there were just as funny preachers when I was growing up. I didn't know there were Christian comedians. There were really funny preachers back then.
Well, tell me about the DVD, Girl Talk. Can guys watch this and get something out of this, or is this for girls only?
I think they might make. They might learn some things.
Okay.
It's a free country, you know, go right ahead. I think it is a place where you could learn a lot and especially understand your wife a little better.
Do you see some guys at your show?
Oh, my stars. I've been seeing more and more men.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are rebelling or, you know, or what the deal is, but it's like free game.
Uh-huh. Maybe they're trying to learn something.
I think they are trying to learn something, that's for sure. It is so funny, and I always go, you know, I'm not intimidated. You can sit right up front. I don't care. You'll be a part of the show.
Yeah. So any future plans? What are your future plans?
You know, I'm going to finish out this tour. I got a book to finish, and I just take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and see where the Lord leads. And I've been doing it long enough that I've learned real quickly. Don't make too many plans, because he'll turn around and change a lot. So
that's right.
And so it's a great way to live. It's not so great for, you know, your bank account, but it's but you do engage your faith, and God has never failed me. So
Learning to Laugh Again tour with Shonda Pierce, special guest Jason Crabb. That comes to Fairfield Christian Church in Lancaster Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. It's presented by Muse Concert, sponsored by Feed the Children. So get your tickets, and you will definitely laugh. You don't want to miss this show. Shonda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon.